Tariq Baraskar is a Port Authority officer who lives with his parents and younger brother in Long Island. During the pandemic, he signed the family up for the government's Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP. Baraskar says one of the most important things they use the internet for is to talk to their family back home in India.
If, you know, we didn't have internet, we would have almost no contact with them.
But another big user of the internet in the Baraskar's house is his 25-year-old brother, who's a recent college graduate. He needed the internet for school. With Congress cutting funding for ACP, Baraskar says affording broadband is going to take some juggling.
When it comes to like living like paycheck to paycheck almost, every dollar counts.
Ryan Skowalski works for Benefits Data Trust, a national nonprofit that helps connect people to government benefits, like the ACP.
The internet really has moved from being a luxury to a necessity in the past several years, and therefore we have a significant digital divide in this country.
Which can be hard to think about in a city as wired as New York. But now the ACP is ending. Skowalski says critical services are at risk.
Public Wi-Fi just is not great when you need privacy for your job, for telemedicine appointments, a reliable connection for jobs, internships, online classes. There's just no comparison. Having that home broadband internet connection is so essential.
Especially for students.
You know, I can't imagine a worse time for ACP to expire than April, May, which is typically when final exams are, right?
Judith Aferi, who's just about to graduate from a master's program in mental health counseling, says paying for internet access is just too much for her budget.
At the moment, I'm getting about, let's just say, like $15 an hour, and paying $75 for internet services, which I need for my school project and assignments, is way too much.
Not only is the internet expensive, but the costs have been increasing. So much so that Jordan Borges has gone 3 months without paying his bill.
In total, I got to pay around like $315.
So you're telling me it's so expensive that you're behind on your internet payments?
Yes.
As the ACP subsidy ends, Tariq Baraskar, the Port Authority officer, is getting lots of emails from internet service providers trying to sell him on plans.
We're definitely going to look into other options. We're going to see if there's any other programs that offer a cheaper internet or like discounts on internet.
For Baraskar, it's just essential.
If we're unable to find anything, then it is what it is. You will have to take the L on that because internet should be a right because you can't really do anything without access to internet.
Baraskar has a lot of research to do. Research he'll probably do online before the Monday deadline. Vahima Degya, Columbia Radio News.